It was 1:30 a.m. in the morning when the Israeli forces targeted this classroom in a Sardi school in the Sayyidrat refugee camp. The Israeli forces targeted this school with at least 3 airstrikes.
Where could we go? There is no refuge for us. The school was targeted before and now again, but we have nowhere to go. They said shelters are safe, so we came here, but it turned out to be unsafe.
The smell is indescribable, where, as you see, the blood of the people who were killed is everywhere, on the floor, on their mattresses, on their pillows, their clothes. At least 5 children were killed among those. Despite the fact that this school has been targeted with at least 3 airstrikes last night, here, on the other side, are still Palestinian families still sheltering in the school because they believe that there is nowhere safe in Gaza.
Yes, we're still here. We're staying. Where else can we go? Everywhere is targeted, so we're not leaving. Everywhere else but the school. This is a UN building. It's not supposed to be targeted.
Even schools are not safe for Palestinians. This school, these classrooms, were targeted with at least 3 airstrikes last night. It was 1:30 a.m. when the Israeli army targeted those classrooms with at least 3 airstrikes. Children, women, and all of the people displaced here were telling me how horrifying the scenes were.
Can they find any solution? At least end the war to spare all this blood. They've butchered our hearts. These are our children. They've stripped them away from us. They are killing us.
This was a shelter for hundreds and thousands of Palestinians who thought a school would be safe for them. But despite the fact that this school was targeted, Palestinians chose to stay here because they believe that there's no place safe in Gaza. This is Hind Al-Khudri, Al Jazeera, a Sardi school, Nusayrat refugee camp, Gaza, Palestine.